Pretty Dece, here we go. Facebook.com/Pretty Dece Show. It's time to geek out with Josh, your host.
What's up, everybody? I'm Josh Meek, the Uber Geek. Welcome to Pretty Dece, your daily entertainment and pop culture show. In the world of comics, this massive Spider-Man comics event is brewing. It's called Spider-Geddon, and it's a sequel of sorts to 2014's Spider-Verse miniseries, which, of course, Spider-Verse introduced the world to the concept of multiverse Spider-People, where all kinds of crazy variations on Spider-Man came from all different Earths, showed up, and fought together. Some of these we'd seen before, like Spider-Man Noir or Spider-Man 2099. Others were completely new, and it also introduced us to some new female spider characters like Spider-Gwen and Silk. So it was very popular, and it's kind of shaken the core of Spider-Man since then. So now we're getting another event kind of in that vein. And the cool thing about Spider-Verse was that you found out kind of as you were reading it that every iteration you'd ever seen of Spider-Man, from Noir, from Scarlet Spider, to Ultimate Spider-Man, to the newspaper strip featuring Spider-Man, even to Peter Porker Spider-Ham, all of those disparate versions of Spider-Man were taking place in the same Marvel universe on different Earths. So it was shocking and exciting to realize that all of these versions of your favorite character could show up and meet and interact with each other. It was a really awesome thing to behold. So of course, there's a new Spider-Man game coming out that I'm incredibly hyped for. It's developed by Insomniac Games. We got a good taste of this game at E3 this year, and it looks absolutely amazing. It showed us a slightly different version of Spider-Man than we've seen before. Yet another iteration, another take on this character that I love. It features a suit that's designed just for the game with this cool kind of white spider logo. And like all other versions of Spider-Man, this version, we find out, will actually take place in a world in the Marvel Universe as well. We know this because Spider-Man from the PS4 game is actually going to be featured in Spider-Geddon. Polygon is actually reporting this reveal. One of the writers behind the Spider-Man game from Insomniac said that this is actually an important next step for this version of Peter Parker, and that they aren't just shoehorning this character into a place that he doesn't belong. So him showing up in Spider-Geddon isn't just, fortuitous timing. It's kind of a cool progression for that version of Peter Parker. They are, however, trying to avoid huge spoilers for the game if people read the comic before they finish the game. However, Spider-Geddon, we do know from this interview, that it's the series, the comic series, will take place after the game, the events of the game. So that kind of puts Peter in a certain headspace, apparently, as he goes into Spider-Geddon. Now, we don't know much more about Spider-Geddon, unfortunately, other than the fact that, some of the same cast of characters, including this new version of Peter Parker, are going to show up there. We do know when it's coming out, however. We know that Spider-Man for PS4, the game, is coming out September 7th, and the zeroth version of Spider-Geddon is coming out later that month. So very, very similar timing there, and we'll get a lot more about this brand new version of Peter in both the game and the comic. So I'm definitely anxiously awaiting that game and also anxiously awaiting the Spider-Geddon comic series to find out even more about this new Peter. So that's going to do it for Pretty Dece for today. Thank you very much for joining me to talk about Spider-Geddon. If you like the show and you want to see more, you can check out new episodes of Pretty Dece. They air weekdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Twitch at twitch.tv/prettydeceshow. You can also check out the daily episodes on the podcast feed or on the YouTube channel at prettydeceshow.com/video. Finally, catch me on Facebook and Twitter at Pretty Dece Show.